It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with Abhinet Birhanu, a drummer and composer in town who's getting ready to play our Jazz Collected Concert Series this Saturday at Elliott Park next to U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. The show is at 2 p.m., and Abhinet and his group will be playing until 3:30. I've had the honor of seeing Abhinet Birhanu in a number of performance settings. He's a really talented musician, and I'm so glad he can be part of our Jazz Collected Series. Abhinet, thank you for visiting Jazz 88 today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We've got a lot to cover. I really want to find out about a lot of the music you're offering up. But as far as this show on Saturday, the Jazz Collected one, who are you bringing with you for your band?
So I'll have Omar Abdul-Karim on trumpet. I'll have Aaron Hedenstrom on tenor saxophone. Joe Stran on keys. And then I'll have Dan Carpell on upright bass and electric.
Got you. Now, I think the last time you connected with Jazz 88, you were getting interviewed by Peter Solomon, and you had just started working with Joe Strahan on keyboard, right?
Yeah.
How's that been going?
It's been great. Joe's an incredible player, and whether it's playing my like original music or exploring the depths of the CTFN music, some of all this new stuff together, that's actually it's just very hard. It's been an incredible voice.
Now, Abhinet Birhanu, the first time I got to see you live was a couple years ago now, I believe, at a jam session Graydon Peterson was running after the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. And you were like the house drummer, so I got to see you play a bunch of songs. And honestly, the first vibe I got off of you was a really collaborative vibe. When somebody else would step on stage, I saw you making eye contact with them. I saw you being supportive of them. Not a lot of that sort of ego BS. It seemed like you were just there to help their moment be great by being supportive of them. And then when it started being different drummers stepping up, I saw you kind of making sure, maybe just putting a hand on the back and going, you good? Is the kit good? Is everybody comfortable? And that spirit is invaluable in the world of music, but I would say it's rare. Is that something you had from your childhood, or is that something you sort of added to your personality as you became a professional musician?
Well, I think like just as far as the session culture, I think that's what I grew up in, especially in back in Richmond, Virginia, and really in Washington, D.C., where, a lot of the when you come to town and you're going to the sessions and meeting new people and getting an opportunity to explore the music with people. And I think, a lot of times it's easy to fall into that trap of just not really making a whole lot of music at the session and just kind of playing for yourself. And but I found those Graydon sessions to be actually very, very collaborative and very, community focused. And a lot of times there were a lot of great music being made there. And, I think when you're in those specific situations, that's all you really are there to do as a drummer is kind of back up what's going on around you. And you kind of have to keep everything together and try to hold some decorum and the best you can. And, it ranges, not all sessions are the same and not everybody, but you have to like make it easy for those folks. So you have a wide range of abilities of people who are playing, and you want to make sure everybody feels comfortable. And I have a kind of a weird setup, I'll admit. So I'm not trying to have anybody just kind of go into crisis when they're trying to adjust my stuff.
Well, man, on those nights, mission accomplished, because I thought you just exuded what folks need to be comfortable when they get up on stage to do what they're going to be doing. I'm chatting with Abhinet Birhanu. He's getting ready to play the Jazz Collected Concert Series for Jazz 88. It's this Saturday at Elliott Park next to U.S. Bank Stadium. They're getting started at 2 p.m. They'll be rocking until 3:30. Now, Abhinet, you're conversant in many styles behind the drum kit. In fact, one thing I thought the first time I heard you play is the man just sounds like a jazz record. Like you're doing all the little things besides for great fundamentals where I go, this man knows this music and he knows the little nuances of this music. But jazz is really just a part of your offerings. I was listening to your conversation with my colleague, Peter Solomon, talking about the fact that you grew up listening primarily to Ethiopian music and you've taken that background and combined it with your studies and fandom of jazz music. And I know that offering Ethiopian music to the Twin Cities community is a big part of what you're doing. What's the next place that people can hear you doing that side of your music?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say, I learned my whole musical education. It's based in jazz, right?
So
that kind of gave me the ability to be able to apply and work out that Ethiopian music. And the next time I'll be able to offer that project up to the public will be at the International Festival of Burnsville.
Okay.
And so that'll be Saturday, July 20th. And I believe that is at 7 p.m. And we'll be doing about a 45-minute hour set at that festival. It's a lot of great music as well. And then later on this summer, on August 29th, we will be at the Minnesota State Fair.
Perfect.
Yep, on the International Bazaar stage that's being curated by the Cedar. And I believe that set is also at 7 o'clock. I am like 90% sure. It might be 8, but I wouldn't miss any of the music that's going on at that time anyway. So yeah, you can come check us out at the State Fair as well.
And when you're playing the Ethiopian music, the group is called Adenet?
Andenet.
Andenet.
And that means unity in Amharic, and Amharic being one of the many languages that in Ethiopia.
I'm glad you brought up the word many, because I just want to make the quick clarification. It's very easy for folks in the U.S., particularly white folks in the U.S., but a lot of people in the U.S., to think of every other culture as a monolith. And you go, oh, I bought my one record from Ethiopia, and now I understand the whole culture. And you took great care to talk about how many different ethnic groups, regional sounds. So you're giving a slice of Ethiopian music, but I don't want anyone to think that it's a monolithic culture, musically or otherwise.
That's a great point you bring up. Yeah, no, Ethiopia is comprised of 80 plus groups. We have an equal or plus more of languages. I think that when you look at the culture as it's displayed here, you tend to see kind of a focus on a couple of different groups, and that's just a function of who immigrated here first and where the infrastructure came in. But at the same time, yeah, the what's considered Ethiopian includes many different things. And, you know, that project really gets an opportunity to highlight some of those cultures that don't get highlighted as much. But also there are so many subcultures within a lot of these cultures that a lot of folks don't necessarily get exposed to musically. And it also gives me an opportunity to expand beyond what I grew up with as well.
Well, we can all learn about different facets of world culture and Ethiopian culture through a lot of this work. And it's really cool that you're bringing this to the Twin Cities, where there's a large Ethiopian population. So right. I'm sure it's very welcome that this music is getting on stage. I've been chatting with Abinet Berhanu, extraordinary drummer who's getting ready for this Jazz Collective concert this Saturday at Elliott Park by US Bank Stadium, getting started at 2 p.m. Now, Abinet, as a musician, as a working musician, I see how busy you are. You've played in a lot of different settings. This Saturday, you know, outdoors, family-friendly. A lot of the folks in your band have done some of these Jazz Collective concerts before, folks milling about. What do you enjoy about that setting? There's highlights to playing in a jazz club. There's awesome stuff about playing, in a theater. What do you like about this sort of outdoor vibe?
I think the one thing I really like about playing outdoors, and specifically playing outside and kind of in the park setting, is that audience is just full of people that probably didn't even necessarily expect to see music that day.
Right. They just came to play a little soccer, came to do whatever.
Right. And I think those are those very like random moments where some kid gets to see somebody playing music that they might not necessarily would have otherwise. And, I think that like a situation like this, putting together this band, I'm very excited to hear them, interpret. Most of this will be my original music and music that I've written some new and some previously released, and kind of exploring my experiences too, just as an Ethiopian American, and some music that I've written for my family as well. And I've been waiting a while to kind of work with this group of people. And so I'm just very excited to hear what it's going to sound like.
There we go. You talked about some of your compositions being related to your family. I'm going to put two and two together. The music you sent us in advance is called My Father. Yeah. Is that tune, related, inspired by your father?
It is, yeah. And that's part of a small suite that kind of each tune reflects kind of different chapter. And really what it is it's about an immigrant's journey.
Gotcha.
To America. And so and that was coming out of a project that I called Hebret Musica, which was kind of community music, a time where it's like a precursor to what I'm doing now. And I've kind of split off my projects. So
yeah. We're so glad to be a part of that journey. And when we do traffic, when we come back, we're going to listen to the tune My Father. Abinet Berhanu, it's been such an honor to talk to you. I'm looking forward to introducing you on stage on Saturday. And I really appreciate you visiting Jazz 88.
Thank you. Appreciate it.